Okay, one of the sheets. Not able to do everything here, but we'll do what we can. First of all, the shiur this evening is Lilishma Sosha Hani Bas Henoch, his mother, and Shom Shav Aliyah. This Shabbos, of course, is Tisha B'Av. And it's also Shabbos Parshas Dvarim. Parshas Dvarim is always named on the Shabbos immediately prior to the observance of Tisha B'Av. In fact, that's what we caught up last week, Eretz Yisrael. We doubled up Matas Hamasri, so now we're all on the same page with the Jews and Eretz Yisrael. So in Parshas Dvarim, in the first source, the Torah says, in Perek Aleph, Psukim Chav Vav and Chav Ches, describes what happened, what the Bnei Yisrael's reaction was after the return of the Meraglim. And after they delivered a negative report about Eretz Yisrael, we know what happened. So it says, Perek Aleph, Psukim Chav Vav, the law of Yisem Lalos, he didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, etc. But Tamuz, Pishamach, and you rebelled. You grumbled and cried and complained in your tents. I told him when you said, hates us, that's why he took us out of Mitzrayim to wipe us out. How can we go up? And so on and so forth. So, Kupsukim later, Lamed Dalad, Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, and Lamed Hey, none of this generation, this generation is not going to see it, and except for Kalev and so on. So this is a brief recap of what was already presented in the Chumash in Parsha Shlach. So in the second source, you have the Psukim in Parsha Shlach, Bamidbar Perek Gedalad, starting at the beginning of the Perek. It says there, Pasuk Aleph, Batisa Kol Eida Vayitmos Kol Vayivku Am Balailahu. They all complained. There uses the Lashon Vayivku. They cried that night. Pasuk Beis, Vayilonu Amos Valara. They complained and they said, we wish we would have died in Mitzrayim rather than here in this desert. Okay, and why is Hashem, the Pasuk Gimel, the Lama Hashem, maybe it was some of our Zos, Limpo Bacher, why is Hashem bring us into this land to kill us by the sword? Our children will be laid waste and so on. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. So, number of Psukim later in Pasuk Kavalim, the same thing. Kosh Baruch was angry, swears, Ulam Chayani, Vimalech, Hashem is called Kichol Arashim Aram is quoted as Sosash, Mitzrayim, this whole generation. That's all what I did in Mitzrayim, and didn't listen to me. They're not going to see the land. Okay, again, except for Kali. So that's the origin of the of the event. So now Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis here in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav Zayin here in Parsha Dvarim says Vateirognu Va'aleichem. There in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph it says Va'ivkoam. So they cried, they complained, they kvetched. But it says Balaila, who doesn't say when was that? Historically, when was it? Doesn't say in either place when that was. But the Gemara in Tainus in the third source, Chav Tesan Aleph, tells us, Uchsiv, Batisa Koleda, Vahitlus Kolom, Vahitkwam, Balaila, who? What night was it? Amar Rabba, Amar Yechanan, Osa Yom, Erev Tisha B'Av, or Osa Laila Tisha B'Av Hayam. It was none other than Tisha B'Av. That was the day that the Meraglim returned, and that night the people cried and complained, the night of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara has, I didn't print it, but you can look it up if you want Tainus Chav Tesan Aleph. The Gemara has the whole Cheshbon, the whole calculation of the dates. Based on Psukim, how they figure out from one pasuk to another. Eventually, they figure out that it happened on the 9th of Av, on Tisha B'Av. That's when the Midbar, that's when they cried and complained. And then the Gemara goes on and says, Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem Bechisem Bechir Shochinam Vani Kaber Achem Bechil Adoris. On this night, you cried for nothing. Right, there was nothing to be upset about. We were going into Eretz Yisrael, everyone would have been fine. There was nothing to cry. So now I'm going to make this night a night of crying for all time. I've always said sometimes you have the child, you just want a child, you don't stop clutching. I'm going to give you something to clutch about in a minute. Right? So, I'll give you something to cry about. It. Don't stop fussing. So, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said. As a side point, I don't want to go into it as I printed it. As a side point, where exactly do you see that? Where does the Gemara get that from that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, oh, because you cried tonight, it's going to be for all time? Where do you see that in the Psukim? We don't really see that in either our Parsha, the recap, or in the origin of Parsha Shlach, but the Ramban, there in Parsha Shlach, and so as far as Ramban points out, in Parsha Al Pasuk Aleph of the Midbar, Pasuk Aleph, that he points out the Psukim in Tehillim, which imply that. Tehillim, there's also a summary of those events in Parak Kuvvav. Kapitel Kuvvav, it says in Pasuk of Dalad, Vayimasu Beretchem Dalo Aminu Dvaro, right? You rejected Eretz Yisrael. You didn't listen. Vayir Pasuk of Hei, Vayir Rognu Baalei, not as the same verb as in our Parsha. I look back in the first source, Parak Aleph Pasuk of Zayin, here in Dvaro, it says about Vayir Rognu Baalei, you have the same phraseology in Tehillim. In Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayirodnu Baalehem, you grumbled, you cried, Lo Shama Kol Hashem, and therefore Hashem said, Lahapil Osam Ribar, and then Chav Zayin Ulahan, he also swore, Lahapil Zaram Bagoyim, Ulazarosam Barotzos. Because Baruch Hu said you're going to be punished, and eventually your children, your descendants, will be scattered into lands. That's a hint at something long in the future. So that's where the Ramban says, that's where the probably where the Gemara got it from. That's the Remez, okay, for this. The Marshal says like that also. The Marshal in Sota, Lamed Hevan Alpha, is a parallel sugya to the Gemara in Tainus, like I quoted before. The Gemara says, again, where do you see Ein Zeh Mefurish Bahai Korah? Of a Batilim, Kufay Mefurish, right? So it says more or less like the Ramban, but that's the mocker. And the idea, the way the Ramban said it, is because the Bnei Yisrael complained their children will be laid waste. That's one of the complaints. What will happen to our children? Because the prophet said, your children are going to be punished, right? Something's going to happen to your children, right? Not now, but down the road it's going to happen. And Marsha said more or less the same thing. Okay, it's a different angle, really. And the children we sent in the Golas and so on, the Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim HaKadosh there in Parashat Perkidal Pasagalav, according to verse 7. So he says, that's why it says, Vayukram, you know, they cried that night, and it says, Vatisa Kol HaEdo, right? Everybody cried for all time, so to speak. It wasn't just they cried, everybody cried. Okay, whatever the mocker is. So we know that it says that, the Gemara says that on Tisha B'Av was when they complained and they were punished in the Midbar. So therefore the Mishnah tells us in Tainus, Source 8, the Mishnah starts on Chavav and Aleph, goes over to Chavav and Beis. The Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvarim, five things, Iris Avosena B'Shivos B'Tamas, Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. Five things happen on Shivos B'Tamas, to our answers in five on Tisha B'Av. What are five on Tisha B'Av? So on Chavav and Beis, Source 8, B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Avosena Shalichus V'Aretz. On Tisha B'Av was the decree that they would not merit going into Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. The Chorav HaBayis Parishon HaVashia. That was the Chorban of Bayis Rishon HaVashia. That's number two and three. The Milkad HaBeitar. Beitar is a city, it's still a city today, to the south of Yerushalayim. A great city that was destroyed. Many, many people were killed. That was during the Bar Kokhba rebellion. Actually, 50 or so, a little more than 50 years after the Chorban. And then also the Nechash HaIr. The city was plowed over, and that was in the days of Tournus Rufus. The Rambam fills in the blanks a little bit, okay? But anyway, the Rashi there in Tanis Chavav, on that Mishnah 9, says, Nigzar al Avosein, and he quotes the Pasuk here in Parshat Dvarim. Dor Midbar, it was decreed, Imyer Ishban Hashem Ela, Dor Azes, he quotes our Pasuk, and he says, Beitar, what it was, he tells it, look in the Gemara, and get in the Rambam, and Hilchus Tanis Parakei Alach Gimel. In 10 says that Tisha B'Av Chamisha Dvarim Irabo, here are the five things. Number one, Nigzar al Yisrael B'Midbar Shlichus La'aretz, etc. And he tells a little bit about Beitar. They had a king, and everyone thought he was the Melech HaMashiach. That's Bar Kokhba, right? Ram says, Ha'olam Melech Gadol, V'dimu Kol Yisrael B'Gadol HaCham Shu Melech HaMashiach, V'Nofo B'Yad Goyim, V'Neregu Kulam, V'Hizat Tzor Gadol HaKom HaChubal HaMikdash, and so on. And also Turnus Rufus was a little bit later, the Kiva. He was one of the Malchi Edom, Roman Emperor, who destroyed the sort of plowed over the Mikdash. Okay. Now, what's interesting is, where do we, you know, we have two descriptions in Tanakh of the actual Churban HaBayis. The Navi that was alive and saw it was Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who also composed Megillas Eicha. In fact, the third parak of Megillas Eicha begins with the words, Ani Agev Aroni, I'm the one who saw this. I saw this affliction. I saw this tragedy myself. So it's recorded in the end of Sefer Melachim Beis, the very end of Nevi'im Rishonim, which concludes the narrative portion of Nevi'im, more or less. And it's also in the book of Yirmiyahu itself, except we find a very fascinating stira. So look in source 11, a contradiction. Melachim Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, tells the event. So Vachodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month, that's Av, right? Starts with Nisan. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, the fifth month. B'Shiva LaChodesh, on the seventh of the month, Hishnas Shaseh Shalom Melach Nebuchadnezzar, in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, born of Uzradon, his chief general, came in, and what did he do in Pasuk Tess, in Melachim Beis, Parak Havei 11, Vayisof is Beis Hashem, he burnt the Beis HaMikdash, and various other Beis HaMelech, the palace of the king, and other big great houses in Yerushalayim, and so on. When? On the 7th of the month. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Good. 7th Bav, not Tisha B'Av. In Yirmiyahu, Parak Beis, Parak Nun Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, 12, Uvachodesh HaChamishi, the Asar Lachodesh, the seventh month, or fifth month, rather, that's all, on the tenth of the month. Shas, Chas, Rishon, etc., 19th year of the reign, same thing, and a Pasuk Yud Gimel there, near me, all practiced in Beis, why he saw his Beis Hashem, he burnt the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMelech, the king's palace, and everything. So the Gemara, on that same Daf and Tainus, Chav Tess and Aleph, wonders what the world's going on here. When did this happen exactly? Right? Mark quotes the psukim and says that there on the third line of 13, it's a quote of psukim. The Tanya, you can't say it happened on the 7th. The other pasuk says the 10th. On the other hand, you can't say it happened on the 10th because the first pasuk says you're covered in the Kleinam of Shiva. It says on the 7th. So which what's going on? So the Gemara says, how could it be? You're both right. How? The seventh when they entered into the Beis HaMikdash. That's when it started. But they didn't destroy it right away. They partied for a day or two. They plundered, looted. You know, they had a good time there for a while. They ate, they looted. Then, v'chi, on the 9th, Tisha B'Av, we call it Tisha B'Av, the 9th, Somoch Chashecha, towards evening, on the 9th, in the afternoon, towards evening, Hitzisu Boas Ha'or, they lit the place on fire, V'hayadolik V'holech Kalayam Kulo, and it burnt the whole next day. They lit the fire on Tisha B'Av, that's when they set the place on fire, after they finished plundering, and it burnt on the 10th of Av. Shenemar quotes a pasuk near me, Parak V'Av Pasuk Dalad, Akifon Ayom, okay, apparently it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. All right, so that's the sequence. And then the Gemara says an important point for our Shia tonight. V'hainu d'om Rabbi Yochanan said, Il mole ha'isi bosador, if I would have been there at that time, if I would have been the chief rabbi and established this fast for the Jews, I would have been there, lo kvaiti ala basiri. I would have made the fast on a 10th of Av, not on Tisha B'Av. Why? That's when the place collapsed. That's when the Beis HaMikdash burnt down. They lit the fire in the night, the Gemara says, towards the evening. But most of the fire raged and burned the building on a 10th. So if Yochanan, it would have been up to me, I would have made it on a 10th. Okay, nobody asked my opinion, so what can I do? They agreed without me. But he said, if I would have been there, I would have said, it's got to be on a 10th. That was a pretty good point. Right? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, so what did the other rabbis, what they hold? Well, obviously, we Tisha B'Av, not Asir B'Av. We don't accept this in Yochanan. What are they thinking? Aschalta the Purunosa Difa. It goes when it started. They lit the place on fire in the night. True, most of the building burnt in the 10th, but you go by when it starts. It started on the 9th. So that's where they were conveying. And then the Gemara says, how do we, this is all about the first base of Mikdash. How do we know the second base of Mikdash? Gemara says, Megalatim Schusa Yom Chayev, Schusa Yom Zakai, Chov Yom Chayev. It's a tradition, basically, Tarshma Pet happened on the second base of Mikdash as well. And this is the bad day for. So it's interesting because the, I would think also Yochanan's right. I mean, you know, when did most of the tragedy happen? The 10th of Av. Yet we follow the 9th. Okay. Tchilus to put us out there. So the Chasam Sofer has an interesting elaboration of this in his Tshuvas in 16 Chelek Aleph Chelek Or Chaim Simon Lamed Gimel. Chasam Sofer says he points to the Gemara of Arizar. He says, why did Taka Yochanan's view not prevail? Okay, why do we say it goes by the beginning? Because he says he points to the Gemara of Arizar, which I printed. Okay, on the next page. The Chasam Sofer says it in two places. He says it in the Tshuva, and he says the same thing in his Chidushim to Megillah and Hayim and Beis. He says the same thing. He basically, so it is as follows. It's based on a Pasuk in Yechezkel 18, Yechezkel Perek Zion Pasuk Chav Beis. Look at the last four words. Talking about the Churban, it says, Uva'u ba pritzim v'chileluha. The pritzim, the vicious enemies, you know, the wild enemies came in, and they desecrated the place. So Chasam Sofer points out there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis and Beis. The background quickly to that Gemara is an interesting story. In the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. So he had a few sons. One of them was called Chonyo, in the Greek Onias. Okay, and this Chonyo, you know, he wasn't the next Kohen Gadol. So he decided to make a breakaway shul, you know, make a breakaway Beis HaMikdash. So he moved to Alexandria and opened up a place called Beis Chonyo. When he was in charge, you know, he wasn't satisfied with and Rashi fills in the blanks in about his own Nunbeis, you can take a look at yourself. Well, he ran away to Mitzrayim, first his brother, he built a Mizbech, then there's a question whether it has the status of a Jewish temple or not, all kinds of rules. Anyway, the Gemara there in about his own Nunbeis is discussing what happened to the stones and so on from there, could you use them in the Beis HaMikdash? So in the context of that discussion, I'm staying outside to save some time, the Gemara says, you know, the Chashmonoim from Hanukkah. After the Beis, we know that the Beis HaMikdash was defiled by the Chashmonaim. We know by the Greeks and the Chashmonaim liberated it and so on. So the question is, what did they do with the stones that the Mizbech was broken, right? And had to refix it, right? The Chanukah's Mizbech. It's called Chanukah, one of the reasons. So anyway, in the context of that discussion, the Gemara implies that once the place is destroyed, once the place has been profaned and defiled, then it no longer has its kedusha. What does that mean? So some sofer says, oh, the pasuk says, Ubobo Pritim Chelua. When they came in on the 9th of Av, right, and set the place on fire, it lost its Beis HaMikdash status. So true, most of the building collapsed on the 9th. Most of the building was consumed by fire, I'm sorry, on the 10th, on the 10th of Av. But at that point, what was it? It was just a building. Okay, it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash anymore. The Beis HaMikdash lost its status of Kiddush. We look back in the Chasam Sofer and Megillah, and it's also in the Chura I mentioned before, 17. It says, in click in the second line, in came by Omar Siri, Shekhar Pashtu B'yodom, Suro Hava Beis HaMikdash Mekudosh Klal. The Beis HaMikdash did not have its same sanctity anymore. So therefore, that's the Svara against the Yochanan. That's why the other Chacham said, no, you go by the, beginning of the trouble, because the beginning of the trouble was the chilul, bo pritzim v'chilulua. They already profaned it. So now what was remaining standing was just a building of stone and wood, and it collapsed. So, but you follow? So that's when they but they didn't actually move to destroy it. It's simple. But that's the Chasam Sofer's swara. Okay. Now it's just interesting to throw a side point to Mahar Shaw. There in Tanis Chav Testament Av points out an interesting thing. So one second. So Yochanan said, if I would have been there, he would have established on the 10th, right? But we started this year, if you look back, okay, at the other Gemara in Tanis, so Yochanan was the one who said that it was the night of Tisha B'Av, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, I'm a Rabbah, I'm Yochanan, Osa Laila Lel Tehoya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this night's going to be a night of crying for all time. Well, wait a minute, but according to Yochanan, it should be on the 10th. So it wasn't the same night. That's the Marshal's Kasha. Right? It wasn't the same. Right? According to Yochanan's own Sita, it should really be on the 10th. So why is he the one who said... All right, so Marshal said that actually, according to Tosas, the Meragdim came back on the 9th, and they got the reports. So it was on the 10th that they cried, because they already have to die. Not everybody agrees, the Marshal is wondering like that. So Hashemes, there in Tanis Chattes, on Olive, source 22, same Kasha, he says, not a Kasha, because the crying, that was the trouble of the night. But the Beis HaMikdash, we go by when most of it was destroyed. So he works it out. Okay. But in any event, that's a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that really the fast should be on the 10th of Av, not the 9th of Av. It could have been accepted, but it makes a lot of good sense. The truth is, it looks like there are other people who, Rabbi Yochanan was not a Das Shechid. Other people agree with Yochanan this. The Gemara has in Megillah, on Daf Hamad Aleph, look at 23, starts at the bottom of Hamad Aleph, goes over to Hamad Beis. So it says three things about Rebbe, we don't know. See, nothing atia bepurim. He planted trees on Purim, not a rishon now. But rochatz becomes shalsi parvishos v'tamos. He bathed on shalsi v'tamos, also not a rishon now. And then it says ubikesh lakor tishabov. Says the Gemara. Rebbe, if you don't want to do or tishabov, a lot of people like that idea. Do you want to do or tishabov? That's what it says. Below hodulo, but the other chachamim did not agree. Very strange. You want to do or tishabov? That's what it says. So Amar l'fan of Rav Abba Bar Zavda. So Rav Abba Bar Zavda said to Belezer, who's his Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, lo kacha emaisi, you're misrecalling, you're misremembering. That's not what happened. It wasn't that you wanted to do a Tisha B'Av altogether. Ella, that year, Tisha B'Av shechol is b'Shabbos hava. It was Tisha B'Av that was on Shabbos, like us this year. Okay? And it was pushed off, d'chino l'mar l'achar Shabbos, pushed off the Sunday. That's when Rebbe said, not that he wanted to do away with Tisha B'Av forever. But Tisha B'Av lands on Tuesday, okay. Tisha B'Av lands on Thursday, okay. And if it lands naturally on a Sunday, which it sometimes does, not being pushed off, it lands naturally on a Sunday, also okay. But when it lands on a Shabbos, Rebbe said, once it's not, now you can't observe it because you can't fast on Shabbos. So that year there'll be no Tisha B'Av. That's what Rebbe meant. You follow that? Not that he wanted to do with Tisha B'Av altogether. And Revelosa responded, you're right. Carly told Mashiach and Echad, two are better than one. Was, you're right. You remembered the case correctly. I misremembered. Okay. So that's the Gemara. I printed the Rashi. Take a look in the next 25. Tosus asks an interesting kasha. Tosus Yamagila Hemabate. Yomasu Bike Lakor Tisha B'Av Lahodolo. Kasha. What was the Havamina here? What, Rebbe wanted to dwell with Tisha B'Av? What was that? What was Rebbe Lez's Havamina? Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda had to remind him what Rebbe actually meant. But what was Rebbe Lez thinking? How could he even have a Havamina that Rebbe wanted to do with Tisha B'Av? Number one, the Gemara says, you know, whoever doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av and won't be Zochet to see the Necham of Yerushalayim, we know the importance of Tisha B'Av. How could Rebbe want to do it with Tisha B'Av? And second of all, don't we have a rule that ain't bez yochel avato bez bezin chaver. A later bezin can't just undo. Rabbi is great as Rabbi is can't just snap his fingers and undo an earlier takana just like that. What's going on? Tosas, what was the Elazar's hamaminim? V'yei Shlomo, Tosas says, no, you misunderstand. We have another detail here. When it says Rebbe wanted to undo Tisha B'Av, what Rebbe Elazar thought, not that he wanted to undo it altogether, but he wanted to undo it. He wanted to make it like the other fast days, meaning like Shavuot Sevetamos, like Tzom Gedalia, like Asavet, only a daytime fast and no Chameshes Inuyim, just not allowed to drink, but you can wash and you can wear leather footwear and anoint yourself with oil, have marriage relations, whatever that he wanted to do. That's not that he wanted to get rid of all things. That's Tosos first teretz, which is interesting. Okay, but then on that teretz that the Achronim discussed, still, how could he undo an earlier business takana? Why does that answer the question? So the Rashash says that there was a mistake in the calculations, and he thought that it wasn't such a firm takana because I'm not so sure what day it was. It's a further issue. Maratchai says that when you want to change something and you have a very compelling reason, that's also okay, right? And Moshe Feinstein, that's the Maratchai saying, Megillah Daf Hey, and then Pinzon 28, the Moshe Feinstein, Shuas Igus Moshe, Eben Ezra, Chelek Beis, and Tess, right? That no, it's not called when you just want to alter it a little bit. That's not called okay. The takana. That's not, later bezin can make a slight change and so on. Similar to my but anyway. So that's. Say it again.
This is Tosis on his own.
Well, Tosis is saying that's what Tosis is puzzled. What could Rabbi Elazar have meant? He wants to hear. Yeah. Right. I know. Yeah. So Tosis is a kasha. But what I'm more interested in for next year is the second answer to Tosa, 25. Inami. What did Rebbe want to do? Inami, Yeshlomar, Derotza, La'akro, Mechi, Ulakova, Basiri. What Rebbe wanted to do was not uproot Tishma altogether. He wanted to uproot it from the 9th and move it to the 10th. That is what he wanted. Like, Biochanan, right? Kedama Biochanan, Ilu, Havihaso, Kratia, Basiri. Rebbe also agreed in principle that should really be on a 10th. That's where we wanted to change. Again, why is that not called
for that situation or all situations?
The Havamina of Elazar was it for all situations. That was his Havamina. And then Rav Abba Razav said, you remember the story room. But at least we understand as a Havamina, this sheet is floating around. That's what I'm trying to point out. This idea that the fast should really be on a 10th, Rebbe's before Rabbi Yochanan.
Not
in the Havamina. Right, not in the Havamina. Not when Rabbi Elazar thought. Rabbi Rav said no, it's a Shabbos issue. But
so
I'm just pointing out.
Huh?
So you lose the day. That was the Marshal's question before. So he said, but the Maragim, according to one opinion, and another, that was the Marshal. The Shasemis says, but there you go by the beginning. Okay, but anyway, that's the interesting thing I wanted to mention. So why am I talking about this? Because obviously this year it does land on Shabbos. When it lands on Shabbos, so the Ravah of Razab that sent back to him, I said, no, you're misremembered, okay? What Rebbe wanted to do was change it to the 10th, okay? It was a year that was on Shabbos, and that was the story. So, and not that he wanted to change it to the 10th altogether, you don't remember right, but my point is that Shita was floating around. So now, halacha l'maisa. This year, we observed this current year, you know, Tav Shalayim Tes, where we observed Tisha B'Av on the 10th. On the 10th, on Sunday. Not on Shabbos. Okay? So what is the status of Tisha B'Av when we're 0 and a 10? There's two ways to look at it. You could say, well, Tisha B'Av is the 9th. Okay? It's Shabbos, but we can't observe the 5th on Shabbos. So it's pushed off to Sunday. So Sunday's what's called Nidcha. It's pushed off. It happens to be Sunday's the next event. It's got nothing to do with the 10th. It just happens that the 10th follows the 9th, but it's got nothing to do with that day. It's just that that's the next available day to do it. The Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. We can't observe it on Shabbos, so we observe it on Sunday. Or do we say, no, there's something more. That this, by observing that we are doing, what actually some of the Rabbi Yochanan, and perhaps Rebbe, according to one view, thought you should do. Meaning there is some status to Tisha B'Av being observed on the 10th. And even though we usually don't do that, but because Rabbi Yochanan is right, and most of the building did fall apart, and most of the fire did rage on the 10th, we don't accept that view. But this year, in a certain sense, we do accept that view. This year, when it lands on Shabbos, you do accept that view. And what I'd like to look at is any ramifications that it's not just a sort of question, a ramification. You follow the Chakir, you see the two sides. Either Tisha B'Av is the ninth of Av, it's on Shabbos, so you push it off to Sunday. Nothing unusual, nothing about Sunday, just that happens to be the next day. Let's say Tom Gedalia. Tom Gedalia sometimes lands on Shabbos. We have a Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah. So Tom Gedalia is Shabbos. We move it to Sunday. He was assassinated. It had nothing to do with Sunday, just that happens to be the day that, when Shiva, a few weeks ago, Shiva Simitamas was on Shabbos.
Yes,
right? We move it. Well, the Rebbe, that's what he thought Rebbe wanted to do, but we don't accept it. No. No, so that's what the Gemara thought Rebbe wanted to do. The Gemara thought that that's what he wanted to do, but it wasn't correct. But it was a few weeks ago, Shiva Simitamas was the 17th. We moved to the 18th, the late better, so, but nothing happened on the 18th. But here, there's something in the 10th, is more power, so to speak, the observance. Let's see. So first of all, the idea is that on Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Tisha B'Av is one of the days that when it lands on Shabbos, me'achrin v'lo makdimin. There are certain days where if it lands on Shabbos, you make it earlier. Okay? By the way, we know that with Mikra Megillah, that's what kind of mean. Mikra Megillah is one of them. When Purim lands on Shabbos, which can't happen by us. Okay, our Purim never lands on Shabbos, but it could be in Yerushalayim. Shushan Purim's on Shabbos, so when they read the Megillah earlier, not later. The Megillah earlier, and that they read on Friday, like we do. Okay, when Purim lands, we have Purim on Friday, and Shushan Purim's on Shabbos, so you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so they make it earlier. And there's certain other things which land on Shabbos. For example, by us, Tainus Esther. The Gemara doesn't sort of talk about it because Tainus Esther is later. But when Tainus Esther lands on Purim's on Sunday, and Tainus Esther's on Shabbos, we make Tainus Esther Thursday. We make it earlier. But certain things you have to make later. So the Mishnah has a few things. It's called Zman Atekonim. And one of them is Tisha B'Av. That was Korban Chagig. You have to bring on Yom Tov, a special Korban. If it lands on Shabbos, you can't bring it, so you bring it the next day. Or Hakel. Chalmud Sukkot, every 7 years, after Shemitah, that Sukkot. So the Melech, the king, would read from the Torah on Chalmud, the first day of Chalmud. So if it's Shabbos, you push it off. Okay. These are things which Me'achrin v'lo Magdimin. So the Gemara wonders, why is that? Why, when Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, do you talk about Achrin, make it later and not earlier? So Mar gives a reason, 31. Megillah Hamad Aleph. Tisha B'Av, etc. Akdume Puranos lo makdimin. You know, it's a sad day. It's a tragic day. We don't want to make it any earlier than we have to. Right? I mean, yeah.
According to your star, though, there shouldn't even be a
Havmin
to work like that. So just go that.
Excellent.
Anyway, no?
Very good. So we'll see you later. Mechavim Yes, that Kasha. Hold the thought. Very good. Hold the thought. So here is. Okay, we'll come back in a second. So the Gemara says, "Akdume Purim." What does that mean? Tisha B'Av is a tragic day. It's bad enough we have to observe when it happens. I'm gonna make it earlier, right? Let's not jump into it. You know, I'm saying that maybe between now and Mashiach will come tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? So, right? Well, let's not make it any earlier than we have to. That's the idea. Akdume Purim is a long month. Now, we can't observe it on Shabbos itself. Why? Because now we're fast on Shabbos. That's the Gemara in the Darm, Yerushalmi. In the Darm, the Gemara says that a bunch of days, certain days, you can't fast. Okay? And it mentions Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chalamoid, Chanukah, Purim, now we're fast. So you can't fast on Shabbos. Okay, now we know. Din of Onik Shabbos, now we're fast on Shabbos. So, the Rambam therefore tells us, look at 35, that Perikhev, Hilchos, Tainis, Halachai. Nogu call you saw Bismanam Elo on these 4 days, which are Asavateves, Shavas Vatamas, Tisha B'Av, and Tom Gedalia. You fast. Also, Shoshos Va'adar, Zechel Tani Shunis Anubo Mehaman, right? The ancestor, right? Vimchal Shoshos Va'adar Elios B'Shabbos. If the 13th of Adar falls on Shabbos, Tani Sester falls on Shabbos, Makdimin Mishanam Chamishi. We make it earlier. How do we do? Avol Echor Me'aboy Me'atzomo Shoshos B'Shabbos. Any of the other 4 fast days that lands on Shabbos, we push off. The only time we fast on Shabbos is Yom Kippur. It's a different story altogether. But any of the other 4 fast days which land on Shabbos, we always make it on Sunday. And that's what says Shulchan Aruch. Our Chaim is in Tov Kuf Nun, Siv Gimel. Kol Dalet Tzomos Halala Im Chol Yis B'Shabbos Nidchim Lachar Shabbos. Make it the next day. Mishabur points out, according to our calendar, Asar B'Tavis can never fall on Shabbos. It can fall on Friday, but it can never fall on Shabbos. So when Shulchan Aruch says all the 4 fast, doesn't mean all 4. It means the others. Okay, anyway. So now, the question is as follows. Again, we have 2 ways to look at Tisha B'Av when it lands on Shabbos, and I have to push it off to Sunday. We can't fast on Shabbos, that's for sure. does it mean, therefore, that Tisha B'Av is completely transferred to Sunday? Okay? In other words, everything is moving off. Okay? That's one way to look at it. And that would fit in, we said before, that there's significance to the 10th. So this year, we can't do it on the 9th. We follow up Yochanan, so to speak, right? And we do it on the 10th, which is when most of the basement is burnt down. Or do we say, no, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. Okay? We can't fast on Shabbos, but it's still Tisha B'Av. We push off the fast, we push off, we do it on Sunday, but certain things will still remain on Shabbos, because after all, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So there's a Tosefta in Tainus, Paragim Alachid Beis 38, which says as follows, Tisha B'Av Shabbos B'Shabbos, Ochel Adam Kol Tzarcho, V'Shosa Kol Tzarcho, you can eat whatever you want, you can drink whatever you want, Umala Al Shulchano, Afilu Kisu Shlomo B'Shaito, you can have a banquet fit for Shlomo Melech. Can this Shabbos, you can eat, someone called me up, you have a fleishes Shabbos? Yes. Can have fleishes and wine, whatever you like. You can have a full Shabbos, this Shabbos, any you want. I feel like a suit of Shlomo HaMelech. And the language is set to the end. V'ein monea me'atzmukum. You don't have to hold back anything. And that's how the Gemara says also, Tanis Chavtes Mabez, the Tanya, the Brisa, the Pazis Tosefta, right? Tisha B'Av Shcholeis B'Shabbos, okay? Or Erev Tisha B'Av Shcholeis B'Shabbos. Sometimes Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Naturally falls on Sunday. That's in a year when, you know, the rule is whatever day the first day of Pesach is, the same day that year Tisha B'Av will be. So if you recall, the first Seder was Friday night, first day of Pesach was Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shabbos. It always works like that. So right, Petz Atbash. So whatever the first day of Tisha B'Av is, whatever the first day of Pesach is, the first day of Tisha B'Av. It's the day of Tisha B'Av. So sometimes the first day of Pesach is Sunday. You have the so-called Erev Pesach Shecholeis B'Shabbos at the unusual year. So in such a year, the first day of Pesach is Shabbos, and so therefore, it's Sunday, and therefore, it's on Sunday too. Anyway, the Rambam writes, on that day, Ocho v'shosa kol tzorcho, Omalo shuhon afilu kusu shomu v'shaito. The Gemara says, I mean, you can do it, you know, and the Rashi fills in, on Chavtas Meiz, v'chein Erev Tishba, he fills in, eino mafsik sudosa, you don't have to have less food, you don't have to minimize, do whatever you want, okay? That's what he said. That's what the Rambam passes. Parakei Alach Aches, Luchasanis 41. The Erev Tisha B'Chodesh B'Shabbos Ochel V'Shosa Kol Tzarko Mal Shulchan Afilu Kisu Shlomo V'Chein Tisha B'Atzma Shulchan B'Shabbos Eino Mechaser Klom. You don't have to hold back anything. Same thing as Shulchan Aruch Sim Tav Kuf Nun Beis V'Archaim Siv Yud. Imchal Tisha B'Yachal B'Shabbos O Shulchan B'Shabbos V'Nichol Achar Shabbos Ochel Bosa V'Shosa Yayim Even B'Sudam Afsekes. Even later day, somebody called me up, do you have to have the egg with the ashes and so on? No. Not this year. This year there's no, you know, the Sudam Afsek is usually an Erev Tisha B'Av, right before the fair. We have a hard-boiled egg, and maybe dip the bread in some ashes, give them an onion, but have just a glass of water. Some of the Sudam Afsek is on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's not no game this year, because it's Shabbos. And if Suharach implies, you can even have Fleishiks or Shal Shul. That was a big challenge here. Can have Fleishiks, a lot of people call me out, can have Fleishiks or Shal Shul. Suharach says you can. I thought that we were discussing it last week with Shal Shudis. I thought that, you know, if you regularly have Shafleishik with Shal Shudis, it's okay. I'm not sure this is the week to first start having Shal Shudis, Shafleishik with Shal Shudis. Sometimes you do, it's okay. Whatever, it's Shulchan Aruch allows it. Okay, now, of course you have to stop as Shulchan Aruch allows it. Finish the meal by sunset, that's for sure. Okay,
so
there's no Sudam Sekh. The whole Dinah don't apply. There's no Sudam Sekh. The Dinah of the Sudam Sekh don't apply. Don't apply. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, however, it's in Kotten Chav Gimel, says, well, he says it's wrong to hold back. People think you better hold back because it's... Nope. However, he says, look what he says in the second line of 43, because it's Kotten Chav Gimel. Mikol Mokom Yeshev B'Davo Nefesh. He showed that Charles should just be a little subdued. You know what I mean? Shalei HaMitzim, don't have such a big simcha. And don't sit with a bunch of chaverim, a bunch of friends. Don't have that meal in the company of friends. Then he quotes some of this and says, well, if you always sit with friends, it's shal shudas. Well, shul, people have arsha, have shal shudas, everyone sits. So then it's okay. But you see already, when Shabur is suggesting, well, maybe this, you know, they're not quite complete, you know, obliteration of Tisha B'Av. There should be something. Okay? So it's interesting. Now we'll come to Terei Eben and Yul and Mechavet to it. Terei Eben and Megillah, Daf Hei, 44. He writes as follows. Why did the Gemara have to give a reason? We asked Akasha, why did Tisha B'Av they make later, not earlier? So it says, because it's Yom Purnusa. They have said this, we don't make any earlier than we have to. Says the Torah, why not just say, exactly you said, why not just say that no, in a year like this, we're following the Yochanan, and the Yochanan says, we normally don't paskin that way. We normally paskin the ninth, but when we can't, we can't do it on the ninth because it's Shabbos, so then we'll follow the other sheet and do it on the tenth. That's why we push it off to the tenth. You hear? That was exactly your question, right? That's what Evan says. And then at the end, he says, no, what you said. Well, no, because I might have thought we'll make it on the seventh because that's when he came in. The so therefore, but you see that the Torah Evan had that svar in mind. Torah Evan felt that there was something in a year like this when you can't have Tisha B'Av on the ninth. We observe the tenth, not stam because nidcheh the tenth, but there's something to it, right? It's a day of we follow B'Yochanan. Normally, we don't follow B'Yochanan, but when you can't do it on the Tisha B'Av on the ninth because the Shabbos, so you do it on the tenth. That's what Torah Evan seems to hold.
Really, the whole month of
Av
is really
out. So the Minchas Chinuch talks about all this stuff, and Mitzvah Shinah. The Minchas Chinuch talks about how can we mean the ninth, the tenth. So he said, okay, look at the pasuk in Navi, which talks about the fast. They go only by the name Tzom Haravi, the fast of the fourth, Tzom Hamishi. So he talks about it. Minchas Chinuch talks about it. But anyway, that's the Torah Yevon. So, So interestingly enough, I just want to point out. Yerushalmi 45, Yerushalmi Megillah Parakav Alachadal says, "Ubetishuba Rabbi Yirmiya b'Shem Rechia Barba." Not Rabbi Yochanan, another Amora. Rabbi Yirmiya in the name of Rechia Barba says, "Bedin Hayashim Misana Basiri Shabonis." It's not just Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalmi has another. Other people agree. Should have been on the tenth and not the ninth, and not the ninth because that's when it was burnt. And the others hold no. It goes by when we started. And look what he writes. He says. Meshur ben Levi, Tzim Chiv Asiri. Oh, you said any day of the month. He fasted both days. That's a nice trick, but that's what he did. Maybe at night, I don't know, but he fasted. And Levi, Tzim Chiv Lele Asiri. Levi fasted on the ninth, and the ninth, the tenth also, at night. They broke. So I'm just saying, you see from the Yerushalmi that they had this in mind. Now, there's another interesting question. So that's the Chakira that at least the Torah Evan and others seem to have in mind, that in a year like this, the Sheet of Yochanan and Yirmiya comes to the fore because we can't do it. Normally, we don't paskin that way. Normally, we paskin Tisha B'Av is the ninth. But you can't do it on the ninth. It's not just we push her off the tenth. We follow the other sheet, and we do it on the tenth, and the tenth takes over that status. Yeah.
The Dharam you make about the ninth of Av. You have to observe on the tenth.
That's a good question. I'm not sure about Nadarim, but it's a good question. Yeah.
You're saying that it's not that it's Dovah, but it's, you're following the sheet that it should be on the tenth?
Well,
then why should there be anything different on Shabbat?
That's exactly the point. So that's what we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second.
It shouldn't be a little here, a little there.
Yes, that's exactly right. We'll see in 2 seconds. I was going to point out another comment in the Chassah, huh?
The
Mishnah Berurah seems to say that at least in the afternoon you should have some sort of sadness and so on.
You should have.
On
Shabbos. But according to this story, you're right, it shouldn't. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. You mean they hold it to dinner? Right, that's true, that's true. Even when Tisha B'Av naturally falls on Shabbos.
You're saying that by the rest of the day you could have it.
Maybe.
It's
yeah. The only thing is that, okay, you're right, it's going the way. I hear.
Anything is going the other way.
I say, right, because it's like after Chatzos. It's like a dinner Chatzos on a regular, when it's a Monday. Could be. I just want to point out some Sofer asked an interesting question in the same tshuva that I printed in Aruch Haim Sofer Lam Gimel, and his son, the Ksav Sofer, quotes his father in the Aruch Haim Sofer Kuf Aleph. An interesting question: why did the Gemara had right? Rabbi Eliezer had a svara that he wanted to be Oka Tisha B'Av altogether, right? And Rabbi Zabda said, "No, you don't remember the story right." So some Sofer, maybe there are two different stories. Maybe Rebbe wanted to be Oka Tisha B'Av altogether. Okay, and when they said no, so then he said, okay, so I'll call upon him when it lands on Shabbat, then we should be okay. Because why do you have to say that the two stories contradict each other? You hear the kasha? My son Sofer said, why did it and I was like, oh, you're right. What do you mean? Maybe he remembered correctly also. They heard, Rebbe said both things, right? That's the, that's Chassam Sofer's got, Dilma Beza Maisim Ayyemis. Maybe both. Bk shlach over the hodelo and shuv paracher. Well, it's a lomar. Came in the chidchi. He said no because he says like this. He says if Tisha B'av falls on Shabbos, okay, then so does Shavuos B'Tammuz. So if he wanted to, just postpone it to the next day, okay, well, he should have brought the problem up 3 weeks earlier on Shavuos B'Tammuz, right?
All the others are the next day?
No, all the next day, that's the point. So Shavuos B'Tammuz, 3 weeks earlier, was also the next day. So he wants to say that he didn't do that, right? He didn't do it. So that shows, so therefore what? And you could say Shavuos B'Tammuz, Taka, would make sense to push off in a way the 18th because it's a period of avail, it's 3 weeks. But Tisha B'Av, it makes no sense to push off to the 10th because it's over already. The avail is over already. That's how he says it, but not according to Asura. But according to Asura, and that's maybe Rebbe disagreed, but not according to Asura, there is something to the 10th. So you know, it's not necessarily that way. That's the Chassam Sofer. He says we should have said it by Shavuos B'Tammuz. Since he didn't, so then it must mean that he didn't just want to push it off. Must mean he wanted to uproot it altogether, the way Rebbe Elazar was holding. Okay. Anyway, that's the side point. I'm glad to come back to that. But I do want to point out some practical nafkaminas now. It's exactly what you said, Monty. If you hold that we're doing it this year, since we can't do it on Tisha B'Av, we're doing it on the 10th. So then the Tishtaka be perhaps no vestiges of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos at all. It's not, this year we're doing it on the 10th. Okay, so there's a big machlokas regarding Tashma Shamita, marital relations on Friday night. Okay, that goes my minutes, Parakei of Hukhus, Tainus, Parakei Halacha Chaz Ozayim. Yeah, so they talk about also washing. Can you wash him? But let's see what it says. It says the Tagos Minus Avol Tashmi Shemita Kosev Yitzchak Mivina. That's yours, Zeruah. 49. The Osur B'Shabbes Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av Benil Chalach Alamad Moachar Osol. It's also on Tisha B'Av where it was pushed off. Me did a Hava Omer. The Omer Dvarim Shemitzin Anoy. Okay, like an Omer. Achmona Sain Omer during Shiva. So. When Abel sits Shiva, there's no public, you know, he goes to shul with this, he can put on a clean outfit and so on, but he's not allowed to be with his wife, right? That's still knowing. It's the same thing here. But, says that ghost man, that's quoting Ritzak Mavini, there is a Ruah. The Ein Nira Lamori, my Rebbe, that's Ram Rutenberg, doesn't hold like that. However, he says you should listen to the Orzu anyway. So the Orzu is in that printed 50 Chedek Beis in Hilchos Avelos in Tov Lam and Zayin. The Nir Be'ena Ani Yitzchak HaMechaber, that was the name of Yitzchak B'Moshe Orzu, the Rav in Vienna. He is one of the first Shul Rabbanim we know about. He's actually a Shul Rabbi. Anyway, so he says the Orzu right. Tishrei Shchol is B'Shabbos, Chum Aracha Shabbos, Oso Shabbos, Asur B'Tashrei Shamida, Mida the Haver. He says a different example, not like another, but Kovar Meso Beregel. Okay. Let's take off a bit. Somebody dies on Yom Tov, so we don't do the burial till. We don't do the shiva until after Yom Tov. Okay, we don't start the shiva till after Yom Tov. We're starting the second day of Yom Tov, the first day of shiva. God forbid, it sometimes happens. Somebody's burying a chalamite, so we start the shiva after Yom Tov. So he says, but Dvar Shabbatina. No, he says the same thing over here. And he says, after all, the Gemara I printed in 51, Tainus Lamed Amalav says, Kol Mitzvos and Alahegas Barav and Alahegas Tisha B'Av. There's a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Alahegas during Shiva. So the Baal Rutenberg is 52, Hilchos Smachos in Kuf Nun Gemul, this is pagination. He quotes the Zeruah, and he respectfully disagrees. He says, I don't think it's right. Now, he does say, you know, he says, listen, third line, Hadavar Yotzim V'Mori HaKadosh. This psak was the psak of my great rabbi, the holy rabbi, V'chol Ados Yisrael Yasroso. And it should be observed by all Jews. Kedayu Beis Elof Kenum, it's, you know, the Beis HaMikdash enough, so one night you won't be your wife. It's the Beis HaMikdash is, you know, it's important enough, right? Even though I disagree with him. And he says, for example, he says, even though the Gemara says there's an equation between Tisha B'Av and Avro, the Rishim is not always the same, not exactly the same. Okay, they are different. He mentions different. There's Avelos the Yachid, that's called Avelos Chadosha, and New Avelos, and Avelos Yishona. They're not always the same. Okay? It's not necessarily the same. Sometimes we're Machmir on Avelos the Yachid over Avelos the Yudhi. So just because an Avel during Shiva can't be his wife doesn't mean automatically that it's the same thing on Tisha B'Av. They're not always the same. And he says further. Right, Rav Avadi meets. So he didn't meet this, probably not been Avelos, been something else. But the. And the other thing there, the Ron Rutenberg says is, He says, you may mention different things, that it's not always the same, although he concludes, Nachon l'hachmer, listen, my Rebbe said this, so we should follow it. But a number of other Rishonim also disagree with the Rokeach, for example, in Siman Shin Yod 53, he says not the same at all, because he says on Shabbos, so even though a person, there's no public avails on Shabbos, but it counts as one of the days of Shiva. It's right, you count 7 days, it's one of the 7 days. So, yeah, right, or you never have 7 days, right? There's always going to be a Shabbos in between. So it says the Rokeach, you can't bring a riot to the from the Tisha B'Av. Of course, the Rebbe should do, he's got to have something who got there. It's a count, it's a part of the Avelos. That's what he says. And the Shmuel Alekha in Tumrei Sanfav says a different thing in a different chilek. He says, listen, it's not the same as an Avel, because a regular Avel, when it comes to Shabbos and Avelos, he's already been in Avelos. Let's say the Avelos started Wednesday. He's already been in Avelos for a couple of days, and so now it continues. But that's not the same as Tisha when we're first starting. Right, so I have all these Rishonim, but who think that there should be Mutter Rav Tashon Amita on Tisha B'Av, Shacholis B'Shabbos, this Friday night. The Ma'aril quotes, the minig is, in Hilchos Tzivos V'Tamos with Tisha B'Av, you're right. And no, the minig is, they made an announcement that Hinnig Mari Segal, that's the Ma'aril, and so Shama Sha'il, Ahagin, Bais, Abais, when they've got the cool people, the Becca, when he called people to shul, to daven, to remind people, no tashu shamita, and this, and so on. Ramban also, okay, the Ramban in the Shara, in Taurus Adam, Shara Adam, in Avelos Shara 56, quotes that Tosefta. Remember, I had the Tosefta earlier? The lashon of the Tosefta was, you can eat even like the suit of Shlomo Melech, and the end of Tosefta in 38 says, Ve'ein monea me'atzmo klum. Ein monea me'atzmo klum. Okay? Says the Ramban, what does that mean? You don't have to do anything. And he explains it. Not like there was a rule. Also, who's asked this Shabbat? He also says, no, there's no anything on Shabbos. Like you were saying, Mark. It's a regular Shabbos. And the Rosh says like that. He says it's called the Tosefta. Okay, and guess what? That's how the Mechaber Paskins. That's how Mechaber Paskins can move down to Surah 60. And the Korban Asano says Ashkenaz knows like that, but the look in the source 60, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it's Archaim Siman Tovkuf Nundal 50 Tes, Imchal Tisha B'Av Shabbos, Mutar B'Chulon V'Afilu B'Tashma Shamita. That's the Mechaber Paskin. The Ramor holds the other way. Ashkenaz is Rishon, Ramor is the way, yours is the rule. The Ramor writes, Hagov V'Yesh Osim, Tashma Shamita Chayn Ogin. Our meaning is not like that. Our meaning is we don't do. So what's the Chakira? So the Ksav Sofer says, and by the way, the Mishabur just Sivkat Lama Tess, and then, you know, says, right, he quotes the Rishon that I mentioned. But the Ksav Sofer in that Tshuva, in Sim Kuf Aleph, or Chaim, says, this is exactly the Machokas. If you're, the Rabban and the Rashbo and the way the Mechaber Paskin hold, then when Tisha B'Av is transferred from Shabbos to Sunday, it's not Stam and Nidche. This year, the entire, like Rabbi Yochanan, this year, the entire, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu, whoever else, Yishami quoted. This year, the fast is on the 10th, and there's no vestige, there's nothing on the 9th of Av. Therefore, Tashin and Mitzvah is Mutter, like any other night, because it's not Tisha B'Av. It's Tisha B'Av on the calendar, but it's not the day of Tisha B'Av, it's moved to Sunday. Whereas the other Rishonim, perhaps hope, no, you can't fast, so therefore we push it off to Sunday. But that's a nidche. So whatever you can do, okay, whatever is not, it does not interfere with Shabbos, so to speak. Whatever it's mutter to, you know, if you have to eat on Shabbos, right? We said before, now I fast, but you don't have to have tashrei meat on Shabbos. Okay, minig or talmud chacham, Friday night, but it's not required. Okay, so things that are not required, so then you should still, that don't interfere with Shabbos and so on, then you should observe on Tishma, because not that the fast is transferred. You follow? That's the Ksav Sofa is a Chiddush. Okay? Another practical nafkamina will be the following.
The other way okay? Around. That Sunday, like, can't you wash your clothes earlier or something? Let's see.
So before that, let me show you something else. Okay? We know that we have certain practices in the 9 days. We don't eat meat and drink wine, we don't take haircuts, we don't wash, and so on and so forth. That actually is never found in the Gemara. I should have printed it. The Gemara talks about only what we call Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, what is the week of Tisha B'Av? So Tisha B'Av Thursday, so starting that Sunday, all the restrictions that we call the 9 days don't start Rosh Chodesh. They start on the week of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the Thursday, Friday. And by the way, if Tisha B'Av is early in the week, so there's less of a restriction, right? Ashkenazim follow tradition, starts from Rosh Chodesh. But the question is, what about when,
how did that come
So it's not a Thomas Dola. That's the name. Okay, but now, I mean, I'll see in Shachar, but we'll see. But now, the Yerushalmis, but what about in this situation? What about when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbat, is on Sunday? Is there a Shavuot Shechalbo?
Because that's Yom Rishon.
Right, because Sunday is the first day of the week. So is there a previous week? There is no previous week. So let's say Tisha B'Av naturally lands on a Sunday. Tisha B'Av naturally lands on a Sunday. So the pastor says, there's no Shavuot Shechalbo. It's in the week. Right? Shavuot Shechalbo is only the week that Tisha B'Av lands. Well, it happens to land on the first day of the month. Okay. First day of the week. So in Mela, there's no Shavuot Shechalbo. But what happens this time? When it's Shabbos and pushed off to Sunday. Now you can say there is a Shavuot Shechalbo going back to last Sunday. Because really, Tisha B'Av falls in this week. The answer is the same Chakir. If you hold that the Yom HaKainis is moved completely to Sunday, so then it's as though it landed naturally on Sunday, no Shavuot Shechalbo. But if you hold the other way, that Tisha B'Av really is on Shabbos, certainly we can't have the fast on Shabbos move to Sunday, but those things which we can do, it still is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so Mela is going to be a Shavuot Shechalbo. You follow? And that's actually Machlokas. The Yerushalmi says...
Well, that would mean you wouldn't have any restrictions on Sunday. You said all those things...
If the day is moved completely to Sunday, right, so then there's no Shavuot Shechalbo the previous week. Nothing. No restrictions. Zero. It's as though Tisha B'Av landed on Sunday naturally. Okay? There's no Shavuot Shechalbo. But if you hold that really...
There's no restriction of 9 days.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Okay. If you hold that way. But if you hold the other way, if you hold that, no, Tisha B'Av is really on Shabbos, we just make it so then there's still Shavuot Shechalbo. And actually, Yerushalmi says, in Tanis Paragal HaChazayim 63, Rebo Barkon Omer Kumar Yosef Rechab B'Shem Rebo, Tisha B'Av Shecholos B'Shabbos, Shtei Shabbos was both the week before and the week in Mutter. There's no Shavuot Shechalbo. We'll tell you, you can wash and bathe. That's not good. Okay. And that's a Pneu Shavuot. That's a Ritvo. The Chidush Ritvo in Tanis says, okay, he says, I'll tell you why. What are you going to be? You're going to say there's a Shavuot Shechalbo. When on Shabbos it's the Ritvo in the Chidush on Tanis, Choftas and Beis, he didn't want to say, Yerushalmi. On Shabbos itself, you can have a banquet like Shalom Melech. Okay? And on Thursday, you know, when we meet as in anticipation of that day, it doesn't make any sense. Right? In other words, if on Shabbos itself, how can we ask her from before? If Shabbos is zero, right, and we move Tisha B'Av to Sunday completely, okay, and Shabbos you can eat and drink and whatever you want, so the Lord says you're not going to ask her beforehand. Right. Okay, on the other hand.
Well, we do that. Like this year, Friday we had a full tannis, a full Shavuot Shechalbo type of thing for us, Ashkenazim.
Oh, we'll get to Ashkenazim in a second.
The Svara for us would be otherwise. We don't have that idea of a Svara.
That's true.
The better Shaila is how does the Svara make sense? Because by regular Avelis, someone started Avelis on Tuesday, so by Shabbos,
you can't quite bring the right to me. Right. You can't, but I'm saying, but from our logic that says you is pushed off, okay, and that it's pushed off completely. There's no Shavuot Shechalbo. Forget about not for the Tavos reason. Just in general. But why should we Shavuot Shechalbo? That's not the week of the Tannis. Right? That's what I'm saying. And the Smog, by the way, disagrees. And I said that one on Gimel. He says our minig. He says is. Nogor was saying, "Less so kolos haShavuot l'sap l'chabes." He says, "Isn't it even before when it lands on Shabbos like this year?" So that's the machokas. The Smach says he agrees with the Smach. The only thing is, on Thursday, Friday, he can do a covered Shabbos, and these 2 days appear in the Shulchan Aruch again. So the tough goof that I've said out. Imchal Tishah B'Av Yom Rishon, over Shabbos and Nichlach on Shabbos, Mutter b'Shtei Shabbos. There's no Shavuot Shechalbo passing the Mechaber. Okay, Ben Kodem Atanis Ben Shacharot. Some say, and Ramos says to us, it's not okay anyway, because we're not going to have to go to Shchodesh anyhow. We do everything to Shchodesh, the whole thing falls away. I do want to point out, I saw a few Achronim point this out, very quickly, there are a few things which even for Ashkenazim, Shavuot Shechalbo, most of the dinim Shavuot Shechalbo, for Ashkenazim, there's no such thing. It goes back to the 9 days. So for us, all bets are off. In other words, for us, it doesn't matter. We have to keep everything for the 9 days. But there are a few things where it's no gas. So for example, That's why the Sharetzion in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, the Kot Mem, quotes in the Prima Gadim, Ulidan Ein Nafkamina. This whole machlokes, whether it's Shavu Shechab or not, in a week like this, says the Mishabura, quoting the Prima Gadim, Frosted on Nafkamina. We keep it for 9 days anyway. Like you said, from the last week, the whole thing goes out the window, right? But there are a couple of because we're machra like that. So, So if you look in the Bir Halacha, when the Mechaber writes, and the Ramo writes in the Sfirin Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, says Gimel, when the Mechaber writes, Anu Nog Ha'ach V'chol Zem Tchilos V'shchor V'shachar Tainet, the Mishabur in the Bir Halacha there says, well, there might be a difference if a person has a limited amount of clothing. Maybe he only has one shirt. It's not like Gelos today, but, you know, the Ima Ashkenazim will be Machra Om and Shavu Shechabo, not in the 9 days. Okay? If a Jew is in laundry business, right, that's his business. So can he wash a goy's clothing on Shabbos? So Shorach doesn't seem to tough now against if hey, also reveals the Chabbis to be over Kachovish who was there. A Jew can't wash a non-Jew's clothing either. It's a knowledge to wear.
Right.
So yes, the question: Jews shouldn't launder. Okay. Today you give it out to a guy, but I'm just saying Jews shouldn't do the laundry. So the that's also only Shavu Shechabo, even for Ashkenazim. That's what the Shavuah says. And that we don't have to keep all the way. Okay? Or, for example, it comes up too. It's in the Tavkuf Nun Aleph, all the same Sinat, Sif Yud. The Ramah writes that a Sudas Mitzvah, like a Bris, a Pidyon HaBen, a Siyam HaSeches, you're allowed to eat flesh, right? And everyone, you know, that's when everyone suddenly makes a Siyam during the 9 days, you know. So, I never like to Siyam too much. I never like scheduling a Siyam. If it happens to land up, okay, good. And then who comes to the Siyam, you know? Your 500 closest friends in camp? You know, so the whole camp goes, because one guy made a Siyam. You know, all right, whatever. Let's make a workout.
Something like uniforms for work. These things for work.
I'd be big on that, yeah. Sometimes I have a restaurant and you know someone makes a scene at 6 o'clock, so people can come until 10 o'clock and eat supper on the coconut scene. Well, you have to be there at least, you know. But all right. Anyway, but you're allowed to eat flesh, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about limiting the amount of guests. Okay, you know, you're a family and you're a minion and they, but don't go overboard. And the Mishabura says that perhaps also only in Shavu Shechabo for Ashkenazim too. The Mishabura has gotten high in A. So I'm just showing you there are a few dinim where Shavu Shechabo does have relevance for Ashkenazim, okay? Or washing baby's clothing, that comes up too. It's some tough kufs and olives in the Dalit. You have little kids, they're constantly getting dirty. How many, you know, they walk outside for 10 minutes, a pig pen, they're dirty. You know, so you're not going to do clothes in 9 days, the kid will never wear by the fourth day, right? So,
not just a baby, even
a kid who's constantly getting dirty. So the Shulchan says that there also we're makel, and the Shavuah says in Sukkot Peibes, we're only makel, perhaps even only Shavuah Shechabo with kids, so you can do kids laundry. There are different, different issues. Anyway, and a few others that quote in the Shari Tshuva let's say the guy's making a bris this week. Let's say it's a bris tomorrow. So the father, out of shave and dress himself up nicely. That's a question. Okay, so anyway, these are some of the issues. Getting back to our Chakira, one or two other things that I know get is Chakira. The Avnei Nezer, okay, asked the following question. Also in the Chuvah, Avnei Nezer, Chelek Archaim, Sin Tov Chov Vav, and the Chuvah Marsham, Chelek Gimel, Sin Shin Sama Gimel. I printed here in Chuvah 82-83. Asked an interesting question. Let's say you have a kid who becomes Bar Mitzvah this Shabbos. This is his Shabbos. His son just became Bar Mitzvah this week, right? David. So he said that Bo Bayom was, let's say that Bo Bayom was on Shabbos. When is the Bar Mitzvah? Your son's Bar Mitzvah is when? Wednesday night. Last night was the Bar Mitzvah. Right? Today, yeah. Okay, well, let's say that Bo Bayom was on Shabbos. So would this kid have to fast on the 10th? If you hold that Tisha B'Av was completely transferred, okay, and there was no vestige whatsoever, so the answer is, why not? The fast of the 10th of Av is already Bar Mitzvah. On the other hand, if you hold that really the fast of the 9th was just pushed off, well, he wasn't obligated to the 9th. So he shouldn't be obligated to the 10th either. That's the other nature clear. Right? In other words, that's what he says. He quotes in Chuz Rashbo and so on. He said, if it's just Tashlum, it's just a Mincha, okay, he wasn't obligated to the 9th. He wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. On the other hand, that's what the... What?
Not at all.
Which is going to be a moed, yeah. That's a kosher, yeah. I didn't see someone make that nafkamina, but that's another possible nafkamina. Okay. And there's also an askamina by somebody asked, are there coolers on the tent this year with the mitzvah? Are there coolers? Let's say a Baal Bris, he's not making a bris on the tent. So the Shulchan Aruch says, as in the Tavkuf Nun test, it says, Tishmur Shcholos v'Shabbat Hinnifah v'Shon Baal Bris Mispala Mincha on a God over Ochet, they know Mashim Taniso, Shiyom Tav Shalohu. A Baal Bris can eat on Tisha B'Av this year. When it's a Nidche, if it's a regular Tisha B'Av, no, but if it's a Nidche, so he can break the fast after Chatzos. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, oh, one second. So, Lamaisa, let's say Achonim discuss whether we do that or not. Okay, the Magen Avraham says we shouldn't, you know, we were machra in that, but the Mishabur doesn't even quote the Magen Avraham, it's not true. Okay, the Mishabur says, Lamed Tes, the Intiv Kot, Tav Kuf Nun Tes, the Sharatim, rather, it's called Lamed Tes. Rav Sternbach and Chulis on Hagas, Chedek Beis, and Reish Nun Beis, so the Lachal Maisa, the Minik today is not like that. They fast the whole day. But again, it should have the same Chakira. Because if you hold that it's just a Nidches, so now there's certain leniencies on the 10th, but if you hold it, the whole fast is moved over, there wouldn't be room for such a leniency. Could be that's a machokas. Finally, machokas regarding, huh?
Cheap press.
Yeah, right. So they make it at night. But the, finally, the what?
When they make
Kaptola.
No, for the
bris, it worked for a goffin. That's a question. Exactly. What do you do? You give it to the baby.
If it's Yom Kippur, they give it to them.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe that would be enough. Give it to the baby usually. They give the baby something. Or if someone's not fasting. We had that. We had our shul, let's see, a couple of years in Kippur.
Yeah,
a couple of times. Anyway, lastly, Talmud Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch says in the Tavkuf Nun Gimel Siv Beis, Nogu Shalom Limar Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos, the meaning not to learn Torah Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon on, other than the things which are Mutar and Tisha B'Av, which is plenty of stuff. Okay, you won't be short of things to learn. Okay, but you're only on certain things. Lachain im chalbis Shabbos ain't omrin pirkei avos. Rambam writes, we don't say pirkei. Those people who say pirkei avos every Shabbos afternoon, this Shabbos shouldn't say pirkei avos because you're not allowed to learn after chatzos. Okay. The Mishabur quotes that the Taz disagrees with this, and he says, what's the problem? Of course, you can learn on Shabbos. Okay, you can learn whatever you want. And the Magen Avraham, the other direction, Sukkot and Zayin, says the Issur of Talmud Torah and Shabbos is all day long. Not just after Chatzos, all day long. Well, what's the pshat? It was like this, the same question. If you hold that really the fast is still on Shabbos, but we can't do it, so we can ask the Talmud Torah because there's plenty to learn. So you'll learn, no din on Shabbos, you have to learn everything. You'll learn the Gemara's in Gittin, you'll learn the Pesukim in Eov, you'll learn the story in Hilchos Tishma. There's plenty to learn.
That's so you're only pushing the fast part off.
So, in effect, you know, right, if you're only, well, you have to push everything off, but the essence is pushing off the fast. If there's a vestige of Tisha B'Av on the Shabbos, it's so then it makes sense to say, like the Magen Avraham, perhaps the whole day now I'll learn, other than the drama of the Torah. There's plenty of stuff. It's like Tashmi Ramita. So you don't want Tashmi Ramita. So you won't learn the Daf Yomi. You'll learn instead the other Gemaras, the Mutzah and Tisha B'Av. But Hashem can be hold that, no, the entire fast is transferred to the 10th. So then, the only issue, like you want to say, would be after Chatzos, and the Taz thing like that, in the year like this, because Shabbos outweigh that. Okay? So anyway, you see that there are nafkaminas within this Chakir of what exactly happened. You can say a further Chakir. Now, for now, you know, well, you just wanted to say, because Tisha B'Av has two aspects. It's the Tainus, it's also Yom HaVeilus. So maybe really the Tainus is pushed over the HaVeilus domain. They could split it that way. I just want to end up putting what we did now, because I was late. But the Gevurah Tari, that's from the Torah Yevon, the Shaka Tari, on Tainus Chav Tesson Bay, he's the one from the Hainu, in the second last source, in the Or Sameach, in Tainus Perakei Aloch HaVav. This whole discussion of Rabbi Yochanan, if I would have been there, I would have made him the tenth. Which base of mix was I talking about? We're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, right? So what happened in the second Beis HaMikdash? Did it also burn most, did it also set it fire? Ninth in the afternoon, burst most of the time at 10? Or not, it's not clear, okay? The Gversari suggests maybe the Churban Bayis Sheni, Rubo Shleichan is supposed to also, okay? And when Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, some of the Bayis Sheni, okay? The or Sameach doesn't want to say that. The Sameach wants to say that, no, there was only talking about the Bayis Rishon, okay? But it could go back to the Bayis Rishon. So, because after all, if we think about it, what are we fasting? Are we fasting for the Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni? We're fasting for both. But what's the essence? You know, the other fast days, let's say Tzom Gedalia or Asar B'Tevis, that's related to the first Beis HaMikdash, not the second. Okay, nothing happened on the 10th of Tevis that related to the second Beis HaMikdash. Something happened on the 3rd of Tishrei. It was just the Gedalia was about the first Beis HaMikdash. So some of the Achronim want to say that that basically the first baseman is the Iker, and when the second baseman is destroyed, everything kind of bounced back. All the Tzaras bounced back. All the days bounced back, you know, that didn't happen before. So I just want to say maybe our Chakira depends. If you hold that the second, we're really mourning. On the other hand, what are we mourning? We're mourning the Bayis Sheni. I mean, that's what we're, the Bayis Rishon was rebuilt. Bayis Sheni never was. We're still in that Golas today. So you could argue that this question of whether it was pushed off to the 10th, you know, and what the status is in a year like this, when Tishba falls on Shabbos, is it fast as Mamish pushed off to the 10th? Does that reflect back to the first base Hamikdash? Well, reflect back to the first base Hamikdash, then maybe we'll say like a bit Ochanan, but the second base Hamikdash is destroyed on the 9th, then we should really hold like the second side of the Chakir that wasn't pushed off, that really the vestige on Shabbos, because that was only the first base Hamikdash Yochanan's point. Right? That's a question of what happened by the Bayis Sheni, and that might impact this Chakir as well. Okay, wish everybody a meaningful fest. And I was interested, I printed from my shul some reminders for some of the Nagas that apply this year on Pushy Box 1. I'm sure other members also will send out if you want to.